Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about living in the present moment. Are you ready to come from your point of power to change your life? Would you like to be more aware of where your thoughts are? Do you struggle to keep present and need some suggestions to support you? Let's continue our month focusing on 10-minute decluttering tips. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. I love July because all this month we're doing 10-minute tips, little things that can add up to big changes. Today's episode was inspired for a few reasons. One, it's something I am continually working on myself. I try to be very aware, am I in the present moment? Have I put myself in the past? Am I all the way years in the future? It's also something that I see many people, friends, family, and clients do. It also can create a lot of physical clutter when you're not in the present moment. I think being present, a lot of times we think about the mental and emotional, spiritual aspects of that. However, if you're not in the present moment and you're really stuck in the past, you can have a lot of mementos. You could have a lot of things that no longer, for example, clothes, they don't represent who you are or choose to be. But if you're stuck in the past, your closet might represent that. In every moment, we have the choice to start fresh. Most of us spend the majority of our time living in the past or the future. We are unaware of this because we are on autopilot and we have been functioning this way for a really long time. When we focus on the past or the future, how can we expect to change our lives? Where the attention goes, the energy flows. My mentor says this to me all the time. We create what we focus on. What are you creating? Here's the good news. When we acknowledge and accept this, we are no longer being held hostage or controlled by our past or future. How many times do you dwell on the past? I wish I would have. Or worry about the future? What if my business fails? You lose your power when you are anywhere but the present. When you live in the present moment, it truly is a gift. When you are present, you have more clarity because you can focus on the moment. When you are fully present, you tend not to be afraid. How many things has fear prevented you from doing? Are you living in the past, present, or future? Are there areas where you get stuck? For example, and I speak from past experience, you are single and really desire to be in a relationship, but focus on all the past bad relationships you have had. Where do you spend most of your mental energy? You might be amazed at how much time you are living in the past or future. Many times our thoughts are habitual. Try this exercise while engaged in a physical activity. I do this while mowing. I love to mow. Some other possibilities include washing dishes, painting your nails, or folding clothes. The first time I did this exercise, I thought I was going to go nuts. I considered myself a positive person, mainly living in the present. I discovered I was fairly negative because I was so focused on the past. Where are your thoughts? Are you present with what you are doing, or drifting into the past, or wandering into the future? Do you seem to ruminate on the same thoughts? Do the same patterns or subjects keep coming up? Is there something you thought you let go of, but discover you didn't? Is there anything that you can take action on that will allow you to release a thought and be more present? For example, have you been thinking of someone maybe you weren't kind to and feel bad about it? Can you apologize and have no expectation of outcome so you can release it? A long time ago, when I was living in Los Angeles, I did The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. I think it's a classic. I'm sure it's still available. I did a lot of the exercises in the book. One was to apologize to people. I had to think about people in my life that I hadn't been kind to. Another one of the exercises was I had to thank people who had been supportive in my life. Now, this was in the day and age before email. I know if you're a young one listening, that might seem shocking. And I was living in Los Angeles. I believe I had purchased my first laptop. I'm old school, especially when it comes to thank you letters. And I'd encourage you, if you want to stand out and do something different, write an old-fashioned letter. This helped me because I was able to make apologies, make amends, and also thank people truly from the soul, thank people. And I didn't realize until I'd done both of these exercises how much mental clutter it had released for me and how I was focusing on the past because I hadn't been kind or whatever it was that I needed to apologize for. I was still carrying that around. And also thinking at some level, you know what, I really should thank that person. So there was a little bit of future to-dos going on there. When I did that, it really allowed me to be more present. Can you easily navigate the ups and downs of life? Are you tired of feeling stuck? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. If you are ready to take that first step, go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how I can support you in creating the life you desire. Try doing this exercise of discovering where you are for 10 minutes a day this week. If you can't do 10 minutes, do a minute or two. You might be like me and be really challenged. As you're monitoring your thoughts, when you find yourself not present, bring yourself back. Here are some other exercises you can try. Breathing is also another great way to get you present. That might be a good starting point for some people. The more deep breathing you can do from the belly, the better. I was working with a healer and he said to me, our bellies aren't meant to be flat. And when you're fully relaxed, then your belly's out. Unfortunately, my belly poking out is not all due to breathing. The more deep breathing you can do from the belly, the better. You can also use your senses to be present. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? Do you smell anything? If you are thinking about the beach, you can usually taste the salt water. Do something physical to bring you back, such as snapping a rubber band on your wrist, hitting your arm, or pinching your tummy. Set a timer every half an hour to observe where your thoughts are. Just be. Can you appreciate the silence? Take actions from today's podcast. Observe, without judgment, where you are with your thoughts. Try and do this multiple times throughout the day, or do a focused 10 minutes. Try out a few of the different exercises that support you in becoming present. Which one worked best for you? Did you notice any reoccurring thoughts, beliefs, patterns, or subjects? Could you take action on anything? Practice one of the exercises on a regular basis to bring yourself present. On our next episode, we're going to take the time to clear out a space in our home or office that just isn't feeling groovy. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.